This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Henrik. My name is Sesi Yajamaniam. I work in the customer success space. I've worked in this space for a better part of the last 10 years. And I recently published a book on the topic of customer success, where I presented a view that customer success is not just a function, rather an outcome that takes the whole of the organization to work towards. For a day job, I work at ServiceNow, running strategy and operations for a customer success practice. So the user adoption topic is very near and dear for what I've done for the last 10 plus years.
Sesi, how are you involved with user adoption?
Yeah, so as someone what I'm most interested in is helping customers realize value from any investments they make in our products or services. User adoption is often a critical component of value realization. I have been a customer success manager. I have run customer success teams. I've built customer success practices. And today, I run strategy for a team that writes best practice content that helps customers adopt our product. So user adoption has been an integral part of everything that I have done for the last 10-something years.
Sesi, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
The first thing that I've found in my experience and particularly researching for my book is we treat user adoption as a post-sale challenge to be handled by a one team in the company, typically implementation team or customer success team. Often that's a very limited way, narrow way to look at it. Yes, onboarding is important, implementation is important, but one of the challenges I find is actually the adoption challenges come up because we haven't really prepared the customer who's implementing the product to be ready for the change. And I argue that that starts with way upfront in how we build our product. Have we built the product to be easy to be adopted? I'm not arguing that we should build the perfect product because I know we have to iterate through the product, but have we considered implementation and adoption in the product build phase? How do we run our sales process, right? Have we had conversations with the customer, getting them ready for implementation, making sure that they know what it takes to adopt, which actually starts with the second challenge I would highlight is we often focus our activities on the person or the persona in our customer that's going to sign the check. So there is a lot of focus on the sponsor, the person writing the check, so to speak. What I would argue is, we need a broader definition of customers or users all the way from product development phase to sales marketing phase through implementation. There are many different people that interact with our product and get value from, and we need to solve for all of that. The last one is there's a lot of data that we could be capturing. Do we have the right processes and systems built in to capture and use the data to drive adoption? Can we use the customer context information that we know to run marketing campaigns to improve adoption? So in essence, what my point here is, the success or challenges with user adoption is not the job of one department that is happening in the post-sale. It actually, everybody has a role to play in user adoption, and that company-wide, enterprise-wide thinking is the biggest room for opportunity for success, if you will, that's ahead of us.
Sesi, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
If we think that everybody has a role in the adoption, then I again, this is what I presented in my book based on my research, is it really starts with understanding who our customers are and what success means to them. Sounds like a very basic thing that we all should have a good handle on, but what I challenge in my model that I present is, let's think about the customers as people, right? Individual people who are coming in, using our systems, using our processes to get a job done. For example, the executive who's writing the check will come in with a very different perspective than the users of your product. And sometimes the users of your product might be customers of your customers. So really thinking more expansively about who our customers are, and then really understanding what success means to them. You know, success for them does not actually mean they will use our product. That's a success for us. Success for the customers is they're trying to get a job done. How can we, you know, make that job to be done easily, make it effortless, would be another point that we should think about, and think about it across all the customer facing teams, right? Develop a common understanding and language to talk about who our customers are and what our success, what success means to them. That's one part of advice, if you will. The second one is, once we understand our customers and what success means to them, what it takes for them to adopt our product and realize value, the second part is then we can decide what type of services that we need to deliver to these customers. Is it an implementation service? Is it content that surfaces in the product that guides them through to use the product the right way? Is it more one-to-many type of webinars or whatnot? So there are many different type of service offerings that we could build based on the foundational understanding of customers and success. The last point I would say is, we can combine the knowledge that we gain from the first part of what I talked about, understanding customers, second part of what I talked about, building a portfolio of services, that all of that will generate a lot of data that will help us understand and improve our products and engage with our customers in a new in kind way. So I guess I would summarize my advice by saying, let's take an enterprise-wide view, cross-silo view of customers and what success means to them, what will drive them to adopt our products, deploy the right type of services through the right type of means, whether it be websites or people or within the product. And let's use the chat data to engage them in a new in-kind way. So that's kind of the summary of what my view on user adoption is.
Sassy, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can find me on LinkedIn. Please reach out to me. I'm always happy to chat about this topic. You can find my book on Amazon and or any of your favorite bookstores. It's called Reimagine Customer Success, Designing Organizations to Around Customer Value. So those are the two places you could find my book. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. Be happy to engage on this topic.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.